Welcome to our second episode of NBC Kids. To those who watched our first video, we're so glad that you've joined us again to learn more about Jesus.
And if this is your first time watching, big welcome to you. If you have a chance, you can go back and check out our first video, but please subscribe and share this with your friends so that they too can learn about hope in Jesus.
Do you know what I'm really excited about?
What?
Learning what happens next in our story about Mary that we talked about last time.
I'm excited too. But first, let's let our friends read the Bible passage for themselves.
When the verses come up on your screen, we want you to read them out loud. And you can pause the video if you need more time to read.
Great. Thanks for reading. In our last video, we saw a Bible story from John chapter 12, and we learned about a woman named Mary who showed Jesus just how much she loved him. When Jesus was in her house, she used a very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus' head and feet.
She was willing to do something that seemed silly and wasteful to others. Today, we are going to learn about a man in our story who did not have a heart of worship for Jesus like Mary did.
Yes, in John chapter 12, verse 4, we learn about a man named Judas. Now, Judas was supposed to be Jesus' friend. You see, Judas walked with Jesus, he ate with Jesus, he even learned from Jesus. But we see that he had a very different attitude towards Jesus than Mary did.
When he saw what Mary did for Jesus, he acted so shocked. Why would she do that? Such a waste.
Have you ever seen something big or fancy or shiny in a store, like a bicycle, and thought, wow, I wonder how much that costs. It looks really expensive.
Judas said this when he saw what Mary did, and he said, do you know how much that perfume costs?
How much did it cost?
It costed 300 denarii, which is the amount that someone would earn in a whole year. So, if you saved all of your money that you made for doing chores for your parents, you saved it up, and you brought a brand new bike or scooter that you always wanted, and then your brother or sister crashes it into a tree on purpose.
That would be awful.
But there's more, because Judas says, this could have been sold for the poor.
Wow, that's actually a really good point, though.
Yeah, that could have helped a lot of people.
Well, is this story then telling us that we shouldn't give to the poor?
Not at all. The Bible talks a lot about giving to the poor, and Jesus talks about giving to the poor in Matthew 6. And in Proverbs 19:17, whoever is kind to the poor is showing kindness to God.
Okay, so that makes sense. So then, what did Judas mean then?
If we look at verse 6, he didn't say this because he cared about the poor. He said it because he was a thief.
So he wanted the money for himself.
Exactly. He had already been stealing money that was supposed to be going to the poor.
So Judas seemed like he was caring for the poor, but he was only thinking about himself. When we are selfish and only think about ourselves, it keeps us from loving Jesus and others around us.
Jesus can see our hearts, and he can see our motivation for what we say and do. So sometimes we do things, even good things, so that others will like us or think that we're a really good person. Like if you want everyone to see that you're putting money in the offering box at church, or you want everyone to know that you have all your verses memorized.
Jesus saw Judas's heart and Mary's heart and how they were both very, very different. You see, Jesus loves us very much. so much that he even died for us, so that our sins would be forgiven if we believe in him. You see, that is our hope. If we are a friend of Jesus, he is with us and helps us to become more like him.
This is such great news, and that is the hope that we have in Jesus. So tune in to us next time so that we can hear about what Jesus says in response to Judas.
Now you're getting me excited to keep reading.
Now sing with us for our worship song today, Here I Am to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created.
Hi, I'm going to read a story about a guy called Eric Liddell today. Now, it just so happens that I know somebody who knew Eric Liddell personally. His name was Gilbert Vinden, and it was great to be able to take him to the cinema to see the film Chariots of Fire, which was really about the life of Eric Liddell. But here we go. First of all, here's a picture of Eric. You see that? Eric was a fast runner. Are you a fast runner? God makes some people who can run fast and some people who just can't. Sometimes, like on sports day at school, it can seem that running fast is the most important thing in the whole world. It isn't really. It's much more important to be Jesus's friend and to live for him. Eric Liddell was a very, very fast runner. In fact, he was the fastest runner in the world at his time, and he won a gold medal at the Olympic Games. He loved running, but he loved his friend Jesus even more. Because Eric was a good runner, people wanted to listen to what he had to say. Eric told them about Jesus, because Jesus was so important to him. Eric was a famous man. He went to China, a country a long way away from Scotland where he was born, where nobody had ever heard of him. He wanted to tell the people there about Jesus too. It was a very dangerous place to be. There was a war and Eric was put in prison. It was horrid, but Eric now had more people to tell about Jesus. Eric was cold and hungry, and soon he became very ill. But he always knew that Jesus was looking after him. When Eric died, people said how great he was because he could run fast. Eric knew that it was much greater to be Jesus's friend and tell people about Jesus.
If you remember last time, we had a very good question that little Mackenzie asked us, and she asked, how do we know that God really answers prayers? Couldn't it be just a coincidence?
It's a good question.
I wonder what your answers were and what you thought. Well, this book gives us some answers, and the Bible gives us some answers too. So Matthew 6:6 says, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So if we're praying in secret and no one else can hear us, God must hear us. First of all, there are no coincidences when it comes to God's plan, because he always works things together according to his plan. He is in charge of everything, and he plans everything, and it always works out the way he plans it. God does answer our prayers, and he wants us to pray. He tells us to pray in the Bible, and he also tells us how we pray. Jesus himself prayed to God the Father a lot, and he went in secret and prayed as well. So there are times when we see wonderful answers to prayers really quickly, but sometimes we don't see the answers. And that's tricky sometimes when we don't think that there are answers. We need to continue to pray that the Lord will show us what his will is for our lives. He wants us to pray, and he wants us to praise him and thank him in our prayers. And he also wants us to ask him for what we need. Praying is talking to God just like you talk to someone else, someone that you love, a very good friend. And he likes hearing from you. So keep it up. He will answer. But he will answer in a way that he knows is best for us. That's a really good answer. That makes me really encouraged to pray more, knowing that God will hear and answer my prayers in the best way, even better than I could even imagine.
Right, now it's time for our memory verse. Do you have it memorized?
I think I do.
Okay, let's say it. John chapter 3, verse 3. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3. Should we do it again?
I think we should.
Okay, say it with us. John chapter 3, verse 3. Should we say it again?
I think we should.
Okay.
John chapter 3, verse 3. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3.
Did you get it? I wonder if they did. We can't see them, so we don't know.
Now we're going to pray. Do you remember what the prayer hand is? We pray using our hand. The thumb is for our friends and our family.
The pointer finger is for those who point the way, like teachers, doctors, and pastors.
And the middle finger is for those in government, like our prime minister.
And our pinky finger is the weakest finger, so we pray for the needy and the sick and the weak.
And the little finger is for us. Okay.
You pray for us?
I'm going to pray. Dear Father God, we pray for our family and our friends, that you would keep them safe and healthy in this time, that they would know you. We also pray, Father, for those that you have put in leadership over us, like our pastor. Here at NBC, we pray for Pastor Sim. We also pray for our teachers and doctors and all those that guide us and lead us and take care of us. We pray, Lord, for those in government, help them as they make really big decisions. We pray for Justin Trudeau, our prime minister. Father God, we also pray for the weak and the poor and the needy in this area. Would you provide for them? Would you show them the love of Jesus through your people? Lastly, Lord, we pray for us. I pray, Lord, that you would make us more like your son, Jesus. help us to love you and trust you more, and to show that love to everyone in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our activity for today is a fun way that we can think about how we can be more like Jesus. On a piece of paper, trace both of your feet, and then in your feet, draw or write different things that you can do to serve and love others. Because when we serve and love others, we're serving and loving Jesus too. Some examples could be sharing your favorite toy with your siblings, helping your parents with chores around the house, or even writing a nice note and leaving it for someone in their mailbox. Aww. So we want to hear and see your pictures, so send them in to us at our email so we can show them on our next video. Our bonus activity for the day is a little tricky, but we want to see if you can do it. Make motions for the song Here I Am to Worship and record it and send it to us. We'd love to see what you can do.
Let's see those motions, kids.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you Friday.